the shower in my house. It's only steps away from the bedroom, and if I don't overindulge in the snooze button, I get to use it pretty much any morning I want. Not everyone has that. For people who are homeless and living outdoors, the simple act of taking a shower becomes a profound luxury. This spring, precautions against COVID-19 closed some of the few showers open to them, including the one in the basement of the Duffy Health Center.
So we just quickly realized that there was a huge need for all these basic needs, hygiene, all that stuff.
Melissa Payne works in recovery support at the health center. She's standing in the parking lot outside a silver metal trailer brought in as a COVID-19 compliant shower station. It has two exterior doors, and behind each is a bathroom. Anyone who needs a shower is welcome, Payne says.
So people can just walk up, we set them up with what they need, we ask them if they have any health concerns.
Back at the start of the pandemic, the health center staff told their state senator, Julian Sear, that if they had to close their basement shower, it would be great to have an outdoor shower station. Within a few days, the trailer arrived from the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. Now visitors can shower 3 days a week instead of the previous one. Payne says each person gets toiletries, a towel from the health center's linen service, and 20 cleansing, comforting minutes.
We also have Narcan available for people, snacks, food. We've been able to really connect with people we couldn't touch before in terms of housing, treatment, all that stuff.
A professional cleaner is standing by in full virus protection gear to clean the showers between each use. Payne says she's proud of how the shower program has grown into a hub of support. The case managers and recovery staff have gotten several of their regulars into drug treatment, a sober house, a shelter, or housing.
We were like, oh my gosh, this has grown into this really awesome thing.
I meet up near the shower station with Lita Burbank and Joseph DiGelorimo, who heard about the showers shortly before they got evicted from their Yarmouth apartment in July.
Within a week of us losing that apartment, we had started coming here.
We came over not knowing what to expect, really.
Yeah, and but, we had some issues with addiction as well.
The couple hadn't been in the apartment long, and before that, they bounced around to different homes and lived outside. They say the people they met through the shower station helped guide them in their recovery and so much more. Big things like getting Burbank into detox, and little things like letting them charge their phones.
Leah's helping us get housing that we didn't think was possible.
And they ask for nothing in return.
Right.
You know,
they just ask that we keep doing the next right steps to get us to where we need to go.
It helps show us that there are people out there that
really care.
They don't have to shower in the trailer anymore because they got beds at St. Joseph House Shelter. Through the shelter, DiGelorimo, who grew up in Dennis and Yarmouth, says he got some work as a handyman.
Ever since we started coming here, our life has improved on almost
greatly.
A daily basis.
Although this couple is fairly young, Duffy case manager Kathleen Finn says many who use the showers are in their late 40s or early 50s and have been homeless a long time.
So we have people that have been out in the woods for many, many years. They're all getting older.
Finn can see the difference in the way they carry themselves as soon as they step out of the trailer.
And they come out feeling so much more human. I've had people actually have tears in their eyes saying, I have not had a shower in so long, and it feels so good.
The Duffy staff say in a world more focused than ever on measuring success, sometimes giving someone the chance to see a doctor with dignity or to take a warm shower really is enough. For CAI, I'm Jeanette Barnes.